So far is that Midvar Shekir Tirchak, even the language itself, suggests not just to be the purveyor of something that is not truthful and or a lie, but that the Torah itself requires harchaka. Normally think about a harchaka, you think automatically about a din derabanan. This is din deraisa, of richuk mishaker. And the Sfarno already picked up on this, right, that kol davar, Shiyachol asavi v'sheker. Anything that could be affiliated with sheker. Shenemar chachamim, his harabi divreichem, shemitocham yom bedu l'sheker. Ibn Ezra as well. You know, the context is dayanim, but sometimes we have halachos in the context of dayanim that really do apply more broadly. So, for an example of that is lo sakiru fanim ba mishpat, which literally means hamemuna lahoshiv dayanim. But the Sefer Achinuch famously says that if you're responsible for appointing a rebbe, if you're responsible for appointing a guidance counselor, if you're responsible for appointing a chief irrigation officer, you should choose the best person for the job. You shouldn't do it on a corrupt basis because somebody made a contribution to your yeshiva or a contribution to your political campaign or whatever it is. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. So here too, so it's nilmad min hadayanim, but it expresses itself much more broadly. So we started out by thinking a little bit about sources in the Talmud that deal with this issue. Midvar Shekir Tirchak. The Rambam himself doesn't have an independent lav in the Sefer Mitzvos. He has Losi Sashem Hashav, which means that the Dayan shouldn't put himself in a situation, not that he again is purveying a lie, but he's putting himself in a situation that could theoretically lead to dishonesty later on by hearing the claim of one of the Baalei Din, Shelo Bifnei Baal Din Chavero, as the Rambam discusses, Sheikanes Belibo Tzuras Hadvarim, you develop a first impression, and it's very difficult to work against that. So that's also part of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So then we spoke about the Gemara Nixuvis, where Beis Shammai explicitly quotes Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Kala Kamoshehi, against Beis Hillel, and Kala Noah Bechasud. Though we obviously paskin the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Oezer, according to Beis Hillel, some of the Nosei Kelim point out it's only because the lashon, the formulation of kala na'a mechasuda, maybe it means that her actions are na'os b'ma'aseha, as we say. So there's a way around that, or you could say no. Sometimes you have to sacrifice emes for shalom, like we spoke about yesterday in the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samachay, where we talked about first the issue of tochacha of mitzvah shalolamar davar nishma, chova shalolamar davar nishma. And then we got into the section that was familiar to us, and it's like, Tochacha. Then we got into the section about Mutar L'shanos Mibnei HaShalom, and after all, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mishanim Mibnei HaShalom in Parashas Vayera, Lamazet, Sachaka Sara, Lemar, Hafum Nami Leid, Vani Zakanti, which he really said, Vadoni Zakain. So the Rambam didn't have any Zecher to the Gemara and Ksuvis in the Mishnah Torah, which is a remarkable thing. But the Rambam does relate to the Gemara in Yevamos, in addition to the Gemara in Baba Metzia. So Ephraim just remind us, the Gemara in Baba Metzia, right, has a din that when it comes to Aveda, a Talmud Chacham, somebody who we assume, just, and this is already Kistira Bepanim, when you have so much dishonesty in the world, but the assumption that a Talmud Chacham would just never, outright purvey a lie, but, the Gemara gives a shir that a Talmud Chacham can reacquire an aveda based on tevias ayin. In other words, it doesn't have a siman mavak, but says he recognizes it, tevias ayin, if he has a very credible record of honesty, and he's only mishana in three areas. So again, if I'm, those three areas were Ushpiza, he doesn't want to create a burden for his host. This person gets known as somebody, the Shunamis, right? Nasanali, Askir Kitana. So she's going to get a reputation, and then all of a sudden, everybody's going to be over at her house. She won't have a Rishos HaYachid anymore. Good. Good. Is that could lead to a situation of Kavod Abrios, of embarrassment. And then third, Vimasechta. Okay, so those are the three different areas. So let's fast forward a little bit to the Rambam in Gizela Ve'aveda. Right, this is the very end of Hilchos Gizela Ve'aveda. Very fascinating that the Rambam placed it here in the summation of these halachos. So the Rambam says, "Amotik licheres v'chayotze ben mikelim shetzuras kulan shava." Meaning, tzuras kulan shava, you can't really tell. They're made, as we would say, paint by the number today. Right, they were made by a mold, so they all look the same. Mikelim chadash emeirim shalo shoyin kemo dinar mishar adinarim shein lo siman v'na bayle makirin osan. Shareinu Yodeim Pach Zot Slocha Zot Shalo Shalachar, that even the original Baal would have no way of knowing these things. So automatically there'd be a state of Vim Hayu Kalim, excellent. Shesivaton Ha'ai, Shesivaton Ha'ai, and Chayav Lahachriz. Shem Yavo Tam Rechacham Yom Rafabi She'eno Yachol Litein B'chicha Zasimon. Doesn't have a Simon Mabak. It doesn't say Aegis on it. It doesn't say Helfgad on it. It doesn't say Strassman on it. Okay? Yeshli Bo Tevias Ayin, right? I could still recognize it. There's something that say, oh yeah, it had a little crack over there. Oh, yeah. The handle was a little misshapen, you know. The guy was watching the football game when he was doing the handle, and he got a little distracted, and he, you know, he messed it up a little. Yeshli bo simin, yeshli bo tvi asayin chayev laroso lo. Yimikiru avamr shalihu. He just says it's mine, machzirin lo. Okay. You could say, what do you mean? Hamotzi mechavir levaraya. Where is the raya? So the raya is, in effect, not a raya that he brings, but the raya is his nemanas begavra. That's an amazing idea. But I remember mid Talmud Vosik. Now the Rambam says that the Talmud Vosik is a person of great stature and credibility. Shenu mishana b'dibur klal ella b'divrei shalom dehainu yivamo samachai. O b'masechta b'mita b'bayishu misareach ba'o keitzar yosich b'masechta d'nida v'yomar b'mikvos anishoneh k'dei shalom yishalu shenos b'nya nida. No, it's going to help. Normally those are related. Some nida. Maybe it would have been better if he picked Uxin or something. Oh, she yashen mamita zel v'amar b'zohani yashen shama yimtza sham keri yoshin yisareach etzel shimon v'amar etzel ruvin ani misareach yidei sholi yatriach al zeshin yitareach etzel, because it's going to create, again, a burden. Oh, she hevi shalom min adam l'chaveiro. Okay. V'hosi v'gara kedei l'chababan zel azeh harei ze mutter. Rambam says it's a mutter. Interesting formulation. Hevi shalom min adam l'chaveiro. Kavachomer bin ish leishda, right? Vehosif v'gavra. So let's say you're a mosif, right? The words, not a v'chasif. So the Rambam says that's mutter. So this is the closest he gets to being matter, that matter. Kedei l'chavivam zalazah. What could be more important than kedei l'chaviva al bala? That's much more important than just in any social situation. Bo edem sheshina b'diboro chutz midvar melu ein machzirin lo b'tviyas ayin. So that the person then cannot reclaim lost object on the basis of Tuvias Ha'ayin. So again, what's the basis for being Machzir the Aveda? The status of the Gavra, for sure. So if the Edim come, not on the object, but the Edim come on the Gavra, that is Mishana V'diburo Chutz Mi Not Shalosh Elu, because it's not just the Gemara B'Mavetziya, but it's the Gemara Yivamos also, Mi Dalet Elu. So in such a situation, Ein Machazir Elo B'Tvias Ayin. Not that we're saying that he's lying, that this mug belongs to him. He's probably telling the truth, this mug belongs to him. But it's a big kula that you're allowed to return it. You have to return it on the basis of Tvias Ayin. Where's his raya? Motzi Mechaber Elav. He doesn't have a raya, doesn't have a simon. So in such a situation, it's a nemanus of the gavra. So once a nemanus of the gavra isn't fully intact, once a nemanus of the gavra is no longer,
a sum of money was found.
Right. So again, there'd be no tviya sign in that field. So if his nemanus begavra is compromised, so then none of this is going to work. So the Rambam does have im hevi shalom bein adam lechavero behosif v'gara kedei lechavan zelazeh hareza mutter. So I leave you with the following discussion. This discussion, letters back and forth about these Rambams with the big Talmud Chacham not that long ago. So I pointed out that the Rambam seems still not to be saying what the Shulchan Aruch said. Of course, it's true that the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel. In terms of Kalanovich, you can't possibly paskin like Beis Shammai. But the way that he interpreted Beis Hillel is not necessarily the way the Shulchan Aruch did. Because again, if you go back to Eben Hoezer, so mitzvah l'sameh chosim kal l'raki lifneim v'lomar shehi na'ah v'chasuda afilu eino na'ah, in the physical sense. So that's part of the mitzvah. The part of the mitzvah is lomar shehi na'ah v'chasuda. So how did the Rambam interpret the Gemara then? Ilan? Right, okay, so that's an interesting idea, that maybe in that situation your back is against the wall. It seems to me that the Rambam said, not that it's a mitzvah, but Ketzer Merakten Lifnei Akala, is that this is acceptable, right? Hareza mutar. It's acceptable for a person to say such a thing. You're not over the Yisr of Midvar Shaker Tirchak. But do you have to say it? Is that a mitzvah? I'm not sure that's a mitzvah. It's striking that that scenario doesn't appear in the Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam says, Kedei v'chavim zelazah hareza mutar. It's a noble thing, it's an acceptable thing. But just like a person doesn't have an obligation, the Rambam compares it to being Mishana b'masechta. Mishana b'puriya, Mishana... to be Mishana and Bayesh and Isareach Atzlo, Yibu Ushbiza. Do you have to, tell something different? Yeah. Somebody asks you a question, and you're learning Baba Mitzvah. Do you have to say that you're learning Baba Basri? No. You can. You retain the right to do so. So the person's not going to create a burden on you, just like you don't want to create a burden on your host. So do you have to? The Rambam, again, groups them together. Do you have to say Kalanah v'chasuda? I'm not so sure that you have to say that according to the Rambam. I think the Rambam's perspective is Hareza Mutar. You can say such a thing if your intention is Kedei L'Chavim Zelaza. So again, the Rambam held a very firm line, and we're going to see this confirmed a little bit later on, next week, God willing, by a Rambam in Deos, where the Rambam talks about Afilu Mila Achas. That in principle, the issues of Midvar Shaker Tircha could be triggered by a single word. And that's a very, very important concept. So I still believe in the end that there is a machlokes halacha l'maisa between the Mechaber and the Rambam and this Nakuda. The Rambam felt it was mutter. The Shulchan Aruch understood Beis Hillel say Keitzin Meraktin Lifnei Akala prescriptively should say Kala Na'a V'chasuda. Prescriptively should say Kala Na'a V'chasuda. I'm not sure that the Rambam felt that that was the case. K'dei l'chavim anzalaza hareza mutter. It's an acceptable thing to do. I know that the Rambam is saying in any sense that it is an obligation. I don't know if the Rambam is saying in any sense that it's even an advisable thing to do. It may be an acceptable thing to do. Okay.